It's time to eat.
What are you hungry for?
Sit down and get ready to consume an abundance of fantasy football knowledge from Ross Tucker and Joe Dolan.
Feed me now! I'm starving!
On the Fantasy Feast Eatin' Podcast.
Yeah, let's eat, baby! It is the Fantasy Feast Eatin' Podcast. It is presented, of course, by DraftKings. There is no other place where you should be playing your DFS this weekend. It's also the show that's so nice. We do it twice every week, Wednesday mornings. We record two episodes, try to make them both bite-sized for you, 30 minutes or so or less. First one usually ends up being a little longer. Second one a little shorter. They might be exactly even, actually, this week, which will be interesting. I'm at Ross Tucker NFL. We are at Ross Tucker Pod. No matter what social media platform you're on other than MySpace, we are there. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. We've got a handle. We've got the highlight clips of this show and others. You can, of course, always watch us on YouTube if you'd like. YouTube.com/RossTuckerNFL. He's the star of the show, Joe Dolan, the master of all he oversees at fantasypoints.com, where you can, should, and hopefully do use the code 22FEAST to get discounts on top of discounts, which is always amazing. We will dive right into it, Joe, with the Giants at the Eagles. By the point spread at this point, Joe, there seems to be a belief that Jalen Hurts and for the Eagles will play, but that the Giants will not play their starters.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I expect. Listen to this quote from Brian Daboll on Monday when asked about playing his starters. I'd say we'll talk about it and do what's best for the team. So it's early Monday. This was Monday. We'll go out there and try to have a good week of practice, prepare like we normally do, and decide what we want to do relative to who's playing, who's not playing. Whatever we think is best for our team, that's what we'll end up doing. Does that sound like a guy who's going balls to the wall to win this game?
No, but maybe it's a Jedi mind trick.
It could be. But I also think Brian Daboll's a reasonable person. They are locked into the sixth seed. That is virtually a guarantee that they'll be playing the Minnesota Vikings, who are licking their wounds right now. All year long, people, oh, the Vikings are frauds. The Giants almost beat the Vikings. Took a 61-yard field goal for them to lose. I think the Giants, based on where they're at, probably feel pretty good about their chances to go into Minnesota and win that football game. Brian Daboll also knows that the Giants have been one of the most injured teams in the league this year. I think cooler heads will prevail, and I think the Giants are going to rest their starters. Maybe Saquon Barkley and Daniel Jones play a series or two. The thing is, this point spread opened at like 13, 13 and a half, and it's still at 14. So there hasn't even been some buyback here on the Giants. Maybe at 14 there will be, because like you can also get into a scenario, oh, the Eagles just built a four-touchdown lead on the Giants' backups, and they're going to pull Jalen Hurts. And so that I guess that could happen as well. The Eagles are definitely going to play Hurts in this game is my read. Nick Sirianni said, oh, he was close last week. And Gardner Minshew was atrocious against the Saints. I mean, Ross, he was, look, I do not think Gardner Minshew was the reason they lost to the Cowboys. He was the reason they lost to the Saints. I'm sure you watched it, but there was 2 weeks ago, Gardner Minshew, he could get a contract this offseason. You know, a team thinks like, we need a guy like that. And then against the Saints, he's throwing off his back foot. There's a frenetic energy to his game, whether he's playing well or poorly. And when you watch Gardner Minshew, you just get opposite vibes of what Jalen Hurts gives the Eagles. Hurts has this calmness to him. And I think that's kind of affected the Eagles the last couple weeks. Just like the demeanor Minshew, not to knock Minshew, but like I think Hurts' impact, not just as a player, of course, but also somebody as a leader. I think that showed up in these last two games. Uncharacteristic turnovers in the Cowboys game. And then, of course, Minshew with the terrible pick six against the Saints when the defense holds them scoreless in the second half. I think Jalen Hurts is going to play in this game. I think the Eagles are going to play their guys in this game. I expect the Eagles to be very popular for DFS because they have all the motivation in the world and the Giants have none.
The Cowboys are at the Commanders. The Commanders are going to start Taylor Heinicke, reportedly, Joe.
I mean,
and also they are going to play Sam Howell in this game.
HB Heinicke, Hospital Ball Heinicke. That's John Hansen's nickname for him. And I love HB Heinicke because he sounds like a 19th century oil baron. I call him HB Heinicke, and old HB getting benched might have cost Ron Rivera his job. Because if he rolls with Heinicke and Heinicke plays poorly, they can at least say, you know what, Heinicke, you know, he got us on this winning streak. It put us in the position and we stuck with it and it didn't work out. And then they go to Wentz, and Wentz was a disaster in that game. And now my question is, what is Carson Wentz doing next year? Like, is he going to be a backup somewhere? He's kind of made that clear that that's not in his DNA. So who's going to sign him? Like, I mean, that was a disaster performance for Carson Wentz. It cost the Commanders. And by the way, Dallas is a 6.5-point favorite in this game. Because Dallas does still have a chance to win, obviously, the NFC East if the Eagles lose to the Giants. Now, there is something here that is notable. The Cowboys could scoreboard watch. And although they always put these games that have correlations together in the same time slots.
Seahawks, Lions.
So they often put those games together. The Eagles are 14-point favorites. If the Giants rest their starters and the Eagles are up 3 touchdowns at halftime, the Cowboys could choose to call off the dogs. So maybe you're a little careful, especially with a guy like Tony Pollard who didn't play last week because he was hurt. Probably would have played if it was a playoff game, but he didn't play last week. They got a good performance from that Malik Davis in his stead. So just keep an eye on that from the Cowboys. But the Commanders, this point spread's actually gone up because of the reason you said. They're going to get a look at Sam Howell. They're going to be in evaluation mode for a lot of this game to see if Sam Howell can be part of their future because they know Carson Wentz is not.
Chargers are at the Broncos. Broncos have this new thing where they play well but then lose anyway in some of these games. Chargers, you know what? They have not chargered the last few weeks. Mm-mm. You know, give them credit. The Titans game, the Colts game. The Rams game, they're just playing well.
Chargers, right. They've won 5 of their last 6 games. They're the number 5 seed, but they can slide to the 6th seed with a loss and a Ravens win. But here's the thing. So let's examine motivation. And I don't know if NFL teams like to pick opponents, but you would think the best thing is to play be the 5 seed to play the AFC South champion, whether that's Jacksonville or Tennessee. But Jacksonville walloped the Chargers earlier this year. And you can make the argument that if the Ravens win this week, which I don't think they will, but if they do, then being the 6 seed is advantageous because the Ravens have been dog dirt the last month plus without Lamar Jackson. And heck, even before that, I was complaining about Lamar Jackson's fantasy output on this program because their offense isn't very talented. So the Chargers have murky motivations in this game. They are the number 5 seed. They're probably going to be the number 5 seed, but they could slide to the 6th. And you can make the argument that being the 6 seed is a better outcome for them. So I think they'll play their starters. They could pull guys. The Broncos could play spoiler, but they've got a bunch of injured guys. The Chargers could rest some injured guys. Bosa might not play in this game, for instance. So this is one of those murky games, but the Chargers are 3-point road favorites. So that suggests that the markets think they're going to play their starters for at least part of this game.
Interesting. Broncos?
I have no interest in this team. I mean, Wilson was all right. Albert O scores a touchdown. Maybe you have more interest in a guy like Sutton or Judy who caught 7 passes in that game. If it comes out, the Chargers are going to rest some of their starters like Joey Bosa. But we know the Broncos have been a terrible fantasy team all year.
Has not been good.
No.
The Rams are at the Seahawks. I got to tell you, Joe,
I don't know if you've been paying attention. Cam Akers actually looks awesome
the last few weeks. He looks great. He's motivated because, like, remember, this is a guy who was put in the doghouse, and then he was injured, and then he was in the doghouse again, and then all this crap's happening. He looks really good. So he's got the motivation to say, hey, I'm your back next year, and I'm glad he looks great. A little too late for fantasy for a lot of people, but he does look great. Baker Mayfield, he's motivated. He's playing for a job. And I honestly think Baker's looked pretty good at points here with the Rams. He's just not throwing to anybody. I mean, Van Jefferson and Tyler Higbee are his best receivers, Tutu Atwell. Like, I mean, given the circumstances, I actually think he's taken to McVay's coaching. But again, he's motivated. Whether he's back in LA next year as a solid backup to Matthew Stafford, who obviously has injury issues, or he's playing somewhere else, he wants to put good tape out there. So the Rams are motivated. There's that is 100% for sure. But on the flip side, the Seahawks are exceptionally motivated because they need to win to make the playoffs. And I think that is obviously the they're the number seven seed with a win and a Packers loss on Sunday Night Football. Which obviously we're going to get to because that is a bizarre ass game. I think what the NFL did is essentially said, we don't have the perfect Sunday night game this week, so we're going to pick Packers Lions because the Lions could be playing for a play. That could be a game where both teams are playing for a playoff spot, or the Lions at least have the motivation to knock the Packers out of the playoffs. And Dan Campbell probably will buy into that. But obviously the Seahawks, when you're looking at guys like Geno Smith, DK Metcalf, and Tyler Lockett, who did nothing in that brutal matchup against the Jets last week, they've got an easier go of it this week against the LA Rams, who have injuries all over the field. You would think Geno Smith, DK Metcalf, obviously Kenneth Walker's been running really well. All these guys are live for DFS for fantasy purposes.
Speaking of live, Joe, we got a live college football game Monday night, and it'll be an awesome one. TCU, Georgia. Unbelievable. TCU, unbelievable. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code Ross. And if you're a new customer, bet $5 on either team. Doesn't matter, TCU, Georgia, and get $200 in free bets instantly. So that's all you need to do. Use the code Ross at DraftKings Sportsbook. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. You can see the show notes for details. But just bet $5 on either team and win $200 in free bets instantly, which is pretty awesome. Speaking of pretty awesome, you can already go to myfrontpagestory.com to get the greatest Valentine's Day gift ever for somebody. If you haven't already, just knock it out. Just get it out of the way now so you don't have to worry about it later. Myfrontpagestory.com. What's the story, Joe, with the Cardinals at the Niners?
So the story is the Cardinals are just they're floating on top of the river is what the story is with the Cardinals. They're belly up. I don't see why they would have the motivation to play DeAndre Hopkins in this game unless Kingsbury thinks he's coaching for a job, which probably is. Well, what is DeAndre Hopkins' motivation? James Conner got dinged up last week. And the point spread here reflects that. David Blau didn't play all that badly last week, but still they lose to the Falcons. The 49ers have everything to play for. They still have a shot at the number one seed. Kyle Shanahan says that he is going to play as if they have a shot for the one seed. He said they could get Deebo Samuel and Elijah Mitchell back this week. So it looks like the 49ers are going to play their guys, and that is reflected in the point spread. They are 14-point favorites over the Cardinals. I have no interest in this Arizona team. Maybe like you light the torch one more time for DFS because he got 10 targets last week, turning them into 15 yards, of course. But maybe you do that. Just a brutal Arizona team that everything has kind of collapsed on them. Trey McBride, though, how about that? David Blau and Trey McBride with some scout team juice there. That kid looked pretty freaking good. And if I had him in Dynasty, I'd be pretty excited about his future. But this is a game where the 49ers, Brandon Ayuk, George Kittle, obviously Christian McCaffrey, these are the kind of guys who could carry you to a lot of extra dough in week 18 if you're playing DFS. I expect the 49ers to be a very popular DFS team, not so much for the Cardinals this week. By the way, if James Conner doesn't play, Corey Clement would be the top back for the Arizona Cardinals this week. Remember Corey Clement, who led the Eagles in receiving in Super Bowl 52. There's a piece of trivia for you.
That's amazing. How about the Lions at the Packers, Joe?
So, obviously, the Lions could be sitting here with theoretically nothing to play for on Sunday night. The Packers currently control their own destiny. So we know the Packers are going to be playing for everything. It's a cold weather game. AJ Dillon, you know, has come through in those situations. The answer to Romeo Doubs or Christian Watson last week was no, neither one of them. Although Doubs did slightly outproduce Watson, Watson got more targets in that game. I would expect Watson to be healthier for this game, so I would prefer him in my DFS lineups. Aaron Jones came back and had a strong game against Minnesota, running for 111 yards, but of course A.J. Dillon scored the touchdown. The fact of the matter is the Packers are fully motivated to win this game against Detroit. So we know that you can start and play your Packers, although Detroit's run defense, with the one notable and extreme example of losing that game against Carolina, has been excellent over the second half of the season. And it was great against Chicago. At least their running backs, Justin Fields, had his success on them. But Fields completed just 7 of 21 passes in that game last week. For Detroit, again, could very well know that they're not playing for a playoff spot if the Seahawks manage to beat the Rams. They could very well know that. But I don't think Dan Campbell is going to approach this game if they don't have a shot to make the playoffs as, we're going to call off the dogs. We'll just let Green Bay waltz in. Does that sound like Dan Campbell to you?
I can already picture his speech before the game. Hey guys, guess what? We're knocked out. We're not going to the playoffs. Guess what? Neither are these mother effers on the other side of the field. Let's go kick their you know what.
I love it, Ross. And so if I'm the Packers, I mean, this is obviously they're playing for their playoff lives no matter what. But if I'm the Packers, I might almost prefer the Seahawks lose that game. Because at the very least, then the Lions have more pressure on them to come into Lambeau on Sunday night. Man, if the Lions have nothing to play for, I actually think they're more dangerous in this game. So if I'm the Packers, I'm rooting for the Rams because I want the Lions to have something to play for. I want the Lions to be like, oh my God, we could end the playoff drought in Detroit. You know, this could be the team. Jared Goff making his angle to be the Detroit Lions quarterback, which he'll be doing anyway. But still, I mean, I might want them to have the shot to come in here and make the playoffs because I think it'll result maybe in a tighter team. But you are 100% right. If the Detroit Lions have nothing to play for, Dan Campbell's going to get this team fired up. I have no concerns on either side about playing time issues in this game. And I would start my Lions and my Packers as I normally would. Amon-Ra St. Brown obviously was a little disappointing last week with Jared Goff throwing for 3 touchdowns in that game. But he's obviously really back in the mix here. I thought DeAndre Swift looked great in that game. I thought Jamal Williams looked great in that game. I don't know if Justin Jackson's going to be back in the mix, but I obviously, if I'm playing one of these guys for DFS, I would prefer Justin Jackson to not be back in the mix because these guys combined for heck close to 300 yards from scrimmage in that game against Chicago last week.
So the one game we didn't talk about, because I guess it's not, they don't have an official kick time for it yet, is Ravens-Bengals, Joe.
Yeah. This game is for the, I believe, I know that there's no scenarios from last week. Now, if they declare that game a no contest, this game is for the AFC North. The weird thing here is, and this is what might be why they don't declare it a tie, playing around with the 538 playoff simulator, If they declare this game a tie, then Cincinnati automatically wins the AFC North. So that might be why they're not doing that. So, like, people are like, oh, it's more fair if they declare it a tie. Yeah, but not to the Ravens, because then they don't have a shot to win just based on, like, the playoff scenarios. So if it's declared a no contest, this game will be for the AFC North Championship. So both of these teams will be motivated. Cincinnati still has a shot at the number one seed, depending on what happens. I know there's millions of scenarios that can come out in our mind, but we do know that this game is going to be for the AFC North Championship as it stands right now. So,
but how is that possible? Because even if
you're right.
Even if it's a no contest and the Bengals lose, they're 11-5. The Ravens are 11-6 with a win.
Yeah, you're 100% right. Huh.
So either way,
I've talked myself in circles here, Ross. I apologize. We probably shouldn't have talked about this game.
Bengals, just talk about the players.
But the Bengals do have a shot at the number one seed. They've got a reason to play. The Ravens it's murkier for them because they can't fall. The Ravens are the 6 seed, but can't fall from that spot. We'll see if Lamar Jackson maybe can get some reps in. Maybe not, probably not. This is the question then becomes, all right, for the AFC North, does the NFL decide to resume Buffalo, Cincinnati at some point? And like you said, they might wait to see if Cincinnati loses this game. They might play it that way to see if Baltimore can win the AFC North. So Baltimore might have some motivation to win the AFC North in the event that they resume Bills and Bengals. So there is the scenario that I just cooked up in my head. So the Ravens' motivations are a little murkier. The Bengals still have an opportunity to climb up to the one seed, what have you. I expect the Bengals to play their guys in this game. I expect them to come out and play well. Ja'Marr Chase, I hate talking about this, but like T. Higgins, hey dude, like it is obviously not your fault. We're going to get you involved in this game. I don't know what the motivations there are. Obviously with the DeMar Hamlin situation, T. Higgins was the player who was tackled. I don't think anybody with any semblance of a brain is blaming T. Higgins for that situation. But you know, what is the Bengals' motivation just to say, hey, man, you got to go out there and play. We'll get you the ball. Understand that, you know, a complete fluke thing happened. But other than that, other than trying to speculate on what's going through T. Higgins' mind, which is extremely dangerous, I expect the Bengals to come out and play their guys.
Ravens?
And the Ravens. We'll see if Tyler Huntley starts. Their offense is so bad. I mean, it's Mark Andrews finally came alive. He had 100 of Tyler Huntley's 130 receiving yards. He's the only receiver you can play there. And J.K. Dobbins is the only other guy you can play for fantasy.
He is at FG_Dolan. I'm at Ross Tucker NFL. We are at Ross Tucker Pod. And we are done. We're finished.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Feast Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, Even Money, Business of Sports, and the College Draft. All available at Apple Podcasts, RossTucker.com, or wherever podcasts can be found.